Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, go, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I really I really appreciate. I know there's so many other stations that you could be listening to. Other shows you could be listening to. And you've chosen this one. And I'd like to believe that shows what a high IQ you have. I don't know. Just saying. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you know what? You're not considered part of the problem. If you're informed and you're talking to somebody, it's you're not just speaking to or speaking at an ideology or a situation. And I know you know what I mean by that. You're speaking about something that's true that you could actually, you know, work with. And when you talk to some of the people that might be on a different side of the aisle as you, different viewpoint than you are, you could truly make changes. Seriously. Big changes. So again, get involved, get engaged, but get in, please, please, get informed. Otherwise, you know, the them I always talk about, the fact that you don't want to sound like them, but you will sound like them merely because you won't take the time to get informed. The same thing you complain about that they do, that they're ill-informed, that they don't know what they're talking about. Prove it to them. I'm going to keep saying it this way. Prove it to them by doing the right thing. Prove it to them by truly getting informed, then engaging. It makes a massive difference. Seriously. Seriously, folks. All right. Michael, and I was never a fan of his, but he is a rabid, or was, I should say, a rabid Trump hater. He just, there was nothing that guy was going to do. Didn't matter what he did. If he paid off every student loan in the country, he still hated him. Right? So, comedian and pro-Israel advocate Michael Rapaport, he shredded the modern Democrat Party. And a lot of these, you know, long-term, and when I say liberal, you know I'm not talking about the average liberal. But the moderate Democrat liberal, the JFK liberal, if you would, I don't have a major problem with some of them. Some of you don't agree with me. Some of my people on the right don't agree with me. But seriously, I mean, my dad would be considered a JFK liberal or Democrat. Been a Democrat all his life. 92% of the time he votes Republican. He feels the same way, that the party is not putting forward the kind of people they used to. Comedian pro-Israel advocate Michael Rappaport shredded what the modern Democrat Party has become. And he explained why he's increasingly considering voting for Trump. So he did, as part of a series about Israel-Hamas conflict, right, the interviews from, I guess it's called Vice Grad 24, they spoke to Rappaport on the shores of an Israeli beach and asked, have your political views shifted? You've been very vocal, anti-Trump, probably the most vocal anti-Trump celebrity we know. And now you seem to have shifted. Well, he explained that his views, see, this is it. I mean, I don't know the guy. He could be a nut job. I don't know. But this is what I keep telling you. When your ideology is such that you don't care what the other person is doing, but because they have a D in front of their name or an R in front of their name, you're going to vote for them no matter how bad they are, you're the problem with the country. You're the issue with the country. But when you vote for somebody that you know will do the job, that you know is better than the other guy, that you can check off the boxes, real boxes, not the ones that you've heard about, right? Rappaport explained that his views have radically shifted toward the former president, particularly amid the war in Gaza. He said, in all honesty, I've educated myself. Oh, okay. I know that's a swear word to some, right? Because you want to be spoon-fed by your party. And when it happens on both sides, I ain't picking on one or the other in this case. He said, in all honesty, I've educated myself so much since 2016. I have a ways to go. I know I need a lot more information, but my political views have changed immensely. They're changing at a rapid pace, he said. I'll not vote for Joe Biden, period. End of discussion. I don't support anybody from the squad. And you know who that is. I think inevitably they want to get themselves production deals to produce documentaries. We know who he's talking about, right? I mean, think about it. I think they're race hustlers. I think they're cons. I think inevitably they want to get themselves production deals. I think they're, you know, three-card Monty players, bull pucky artists. I think they totally have an agenda. I would say his thoughts are pretty strong. What do you think? You know? He also reiterated a claim that he's made in the past. He said, I've said, you know, not to go down the rabbit hole, you know, at this point, but we're doing this interview, and voting for Trump is now on the table. Now, he explained that when people question him about this, he could cite concrete reasons that stem from modern political realities. God bless this guy. And again, he might be a nut job. But listen so far what he has said. The realities of how he's looking at this. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, head over to joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take a whole bunch of stuff happening. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Always love when you engage. I love when you have something to say that's not just pounding on me or people like me or what have you. When you actually make a comment, you want to know what's going on, or maybe you want to inform me of something you think I don't know about. I'm actually okay with that, too. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you know, I want your input. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to know what you have to say. Because you may, again, you may enlighten me to something I don't have a clue about. I haven't been given information about. There's so much stuff popping up. There's so many things going on. Somebody sent me, I don't want to do this article. The 21 reasons why older men choose to be alone in today's society. Now, I don't understand this at all. Because I would think as men get older, they want companionship of some kind, correct? You know, health is a priority. For older men, maintaining good health becomes a central part of their lives. You know, it's a lot of time and effort devoted to health care. And I guess they don't want anybody to know about it. They want to be alone. They want to protect their assets. They want to make sure that all the stuff that they've worked for, as they grow older, as things happen, that they're not stuck in a relationship where, bang, it could be gone in a heartbeat. From alimony to, you know, financial issues that crop up with your loved one. And I realize it happens both ways, right? Some older men shift their attention towards their legacy, prioritizing what they'll leave behind over seeking personal companionship. Now, older men take great pride in their independence, right? They want to be left alone. Don't bother them. When you're in a relationship, that's hard to do. When you're in a relationship, it's hard to have that personal liberty. And then, I mean, guys, when they get older, apparently, it seems like this is a big deal for them. And a lot of older guys really have an issue with having to share their lives all over again. You know, I know men whose wives have passed away. I mean, married 20 years or whatever it was, 30, 40 years. And then something comes up. Or they bury their wives 2-3 years later. They don't like being alone, but they're afraid of all these things that you see happening today. And they're good men in most cases. I don't know in all, the ones I know. Right? They're good men. They don't want the aggravation. They want to enjoy somebody's company. So when you send me that stuff, read it through for me or give me some pointers or give me something to work with. Back to Michael Rapaport, right? Talk about why now I won't say he's in Trump's corner, but voting for Trump is extremely a possibility. He also declared he's not supporting anyone that is cool with the fact that it takes me 2.5 hours to get back into America from Toronto due to passport control, as it should, he said. Well, on the other hand, it takes you 2 minutes to cross the border, and I'm not down with that garbage. He also referred to a viral video he filmed where a man appeared to shoplift bags from full of items from a Rite Aid in New York, slamming the idea that somebody could nonchalantly steal and then calmly exit walking like you're on a beautiful spring day. What is going on? He attributes this directly to Democrats who wanted to defund the police, who continue to want to defund the police. He concluded, I'm not down with any of that. So any of these people that support it, I'm not voting for them. So my political views have changed, like I said. I'm voting with my money. I'm voting with Israel. I'm not getting caught up or sucked into these race politics or any of that bull. He said, yeah, they've changed, and they're going to continue to change and revolve. It's an extremely crazy time in American politics, and we cannot trust our parties anymore. And I think he's right to a big degree. Right? Some of these parties, the parties have gone in a different direction. They're not on the same page as you and me anymore. And to think that they are means you're really not paying attention to what's going on around you. Right? At least that's how I feel anyway. So, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always say. oh, God. I don't know how true this is, but I do find it kind of funny. The current, what do you want to call them? Members of the White House press corps. Apparently, they're stealing items like glasses, and plates from Air Force One. Who are we letting on this plane? Members of the White House press corps, journalists actually, are reportedly stealing. How come they're not reporting on themselves? I'm just saying. Reportedly stealing little odds and ends from Air Force One, things like glasses and plates. They apparently want them as souvenirs and keepsakes. These items belong to American taxpayers who paid for them, but journalists don't seem to care. They want an item from the presidential plane to put in their personal collections, like, look what I stole. Come on. It's wrong, but it's funny. Journalists in the White House press, I mean, wouldn't you love it if the Secret Service showed up when they say, empty your pockets? All of them? I think it would be funny. Journalists in the White House press corps covering President Joe Biden's administration habitually steal insignia items from Air Force One. When you hear from the insiders going, hey, where are these plates going? Where are these glasses going? Now, the looting reportedly grew to such a degree under Biden's tenure that the president of the White House Correspondent Association, the NBC correspondent Kelly O'Donnell, issued a terse reminder that stealing from Air Force One is not allowed. And several individuals who saw the off-the-record email confirmed it. None of the members of the press corps reportedly responded to O'Donnell's email. Now, the items that were stolen? Wine glasses, tumblers, embroidered pillowcases, and gold-rimmed plates. Gold-rimmed. I hope it wasn't real gold. If it was real gold, they deserve to be arrested. 4 years, scores of journalists and others have quietly stuffed everything from engraved whiskey tumblers to wine glasses to pretty much anything from Air Force One. And you know what? It's simple. Doll on and back on. Ain't that hard. All right. Meathead's at it again. He's begging Taylor Swift to endorse Joe Biden. Be back in a few minutes.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA. USA News update. The East Coast's largest crane is now at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Crews face the task of clearing approximately 4,000 tons of debris from the ship's bow, which collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this week. The debris is impeding search efforts for the four missing construction workers who are presumed dead. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Former President Trump is set to host a fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th, which will be hosted by a hedge fund founder. Trump's anticipated to generate $33 million at his upcoming event. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. All right. We were talking about Mr. Meathead himself. And y'all know who that is, right? Rob Reiner now practically begging Taylor Swift to endorse Joe Biden. Now, you know that Reiner is suffers deeply from TDS, right? That Trump derangement syndrome. And right now he's out there, he's begging Taylor Swift to endorse Joe Biden. The ultra-liberal filmmaker seems to think that, you know, Swift holds the key to Biden's re-election. Like her endorsement is going to make millions of Americans forget that they're planning to vote for Trump in November, rejecting Biden's disastrous policies. Just look around you. He doesn't seem to realize the terrible optics of this. If Biden's re-election hinges on an endorsement from Taylor Swift, what's it say about him? No, really, think about it. I got to get me a questionable pop star, and I mean pop star, to endorse me to win? Really? Wow, life is bad. Hollywood director Rob Reiner, he would give anything for Taylor to, and according to him, to endorse President Biden for re-election. I'm in the midst of shooting a sequel to this, a Spinal Tap, as much as I'd like Taylor Swift to do a cameo in the film. I'd give anything for her to endorse Joe Biden. She would virtually single-handedly save American democracy, which doesn't exist anyway. We're not a democracy. Reiner has been vocal about politics, social issues over the last few years. His new documentary, God and Country, looked at the implications of Christian nationalism and how it can distort the constitutional republic of the U.S. Spinal Tap director, a longtime Democrat Party supporter, previously praised Biden as a decent, law-abiding person, called former President Donald Trump a pathological lying criminal. Interesting. Swift's not made the official endorsement, but there's no question it would be Biden. If and when she makes that public, the pop star supported Biden in 2020. And she's been critical of Trump for a long time. Right? But how desperate are you, Rob? You know, seriously. And I think he meant, I'm looking for it right now. He mentioned in the post, let me see, where was it? No, he mentions his movie in the post. Right? But the movie, it tanked at the box office, God and Country. He made fun of Christians. They call a Christian nationalist anybody who believes in Scripture. If you believe that Scripture is the ultimate word of your life, how you run your life, how you think about things in your life, then there's something wrong with you. You are a sick individual. That's not according to Joe, that's according to them. Right? I don't make the rules. I'm just reading you back what they say. You know, and again, he's out of touch. Totally out of touch with the American people. New poll shows that, well, it shows whether Americans are worse off financially under Joe Biden or was it under Donald Trump. Majority of voters are worse off financially, they say, under President Biden. By over 25 points. I don't care who, that's a lot. You know, for a quote-unquote beloved, smart, sharp presidential candidate or president like Joe Biden, poll asked, are you better off or worse off financially today than you were 4 years ago, or about the same? 52% responded that they are worse off, while 26% said that they are about the same. And financially to Joe Biden, only 22% said that they were better off financially under Biden back in December 2021 when this poll was ran of the first time. They were asked the same question. Only 27% said that they were worse off under the former president, Donald Trump. So ultimately, what this is telling me is they feel like they're worse off under Biden, period. Right? Here's a little bit more. The poll findings unveiled a striking divergence in American financial assessments under the Biden administration. While the economy has shown signs of recovery and resilience, according to them, the survey indicated that a significant portion of electorate hold a negative view, with 40% of the respondents considering the economy to be worse. Who feels that the economy is showing signs of recovery? These numbers can be manipulated like crazy. There's nothing new here. They can make you believe whatever they want. You know, I just went through this with some of you guys when it came to the unemployment numbers. You know, and showed you how they, I won't say secretly, but the news wasn't carrying it. When it came to readjusting the employment numbers, they do it usually about 2 months after the numbers hit. Right? And they do that because, you know, you're long gone. You're long past those dates. They don't really care anymore. So they just go with the fact that, hey, you know, here's what we initially think happened. And then 2 months later, oh, by the way, we had to readjust because now we have the real numbers in. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Just, again, be involved. Be engaged. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Right? New York's in bigger trouble than they even, well, I shouldn't say that they even know, than we even know. And if you're in New York, I'm sure you're not getting this info easily either. New York City officials are forecasting, you ready for this? They're forecasting overdue property taxes will surge to a record $880 million in the current fiscal year. They say it's because they've lost the power to enforce punishments for delinquencies. That figure, forecast for the fiscal year ending in June, makes a jump of more than 30% from 3 years ago. And it's not just the absolute dollar amount that I think they should worry us. That's according to Preston Niblack, the city's finance commissioner. You know, and he spoke about this almost a month ago at one of the city planning meetings. It's a big deal. It's people realizing that there's no consequences for not paying your property taxes. That just can't be allowed to continue. Among the highest debtors are the owners of the 16-unit rental building in Cobble Hill. They owe $52.2 million, as well as a 49-unit apartment building in Bronx that owes $24.7 million. You've got all kinds of stuff going on there where taxes are due. City officials blame the rise in unpaid property taxes on the end of a tax lien sales program. Now, that program punished delinquencies during the pandemic, so it stopped it, right? Now, the program expired in March of 2022, wasn't reauthorized by the city council, you know, leaving delinquent owners without incentive to pay their debts. Now, the Department of Finance reportedly is working on legislation that would bring back that tax lien sale. But who are they going to sell it to? What are they going to do? Under the plan, if homeowners of a single-family home or condos were delinquent for 3+ years, the city council could seize and sell the real estate to satisfy the debt. Now, if you look at other property types to be sold, they could be done in 1 year. I don't know, apartment buildings, small buildings, office buildings. But why is this happening? That's what we've got to look at, is why it's happening. Why don't we try fixing it instead of constantly punishing people? Seriously, in all seriousness. Anyway, they put in a trust. The city would bundle its most marketable liens into securities for sale at a discount to a third-party trust. All right, they borrow money from investors to pay the city up front, and then they get rid of the property to satisfy the lien. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Vecina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? You don't want to be part of the problem. I know. I say it all the time. But it's okay. I'm just giving you something to chew on. I'll give you something to think about. Maybe I'll hit a nerve with you here tonight. It'll make you want to get off that couch or whatever. Go down to City Hall or school board meeting. Right? Let them know what you believe. Let them know what you believe to be truth. Let them know how you're going to protect your kids, your sons, your daughters, your grandsons, your granddaughters. Right? Niece or nephew. No, really. So if you don't get involved, then who? Who's going to do it? I mean, some of you are in retirement. You've made enough money. Not that you're rich, but you've definitely made enough money. So it's one of those things where I want to say to you, okay, you've got the money, you've got the understanding, you know what's going on. So engage. I think it was Glendale, California, where you had a whole bunch of Armenian Christian men who showed up at a school board meeting because of what they were doing to the kids there. They weren't having it. I'm sure they didn't all have kids in there, but they thought they'd help out. So as I said before, get involved, get engaged, and get informed, and then go for it. All right, so we were talking about New York losing $880 million in delinquent taxes. There was a law that was fought and changed. And it doesn't allow them anymore to go after somebody's properties that owe them millions of dollars. And they can't tax lien it and then, you know, from the lien, sell the property, get what they need. I'm talking about commercial property, too. Well, guess who pushed back on that? Yeah. Attorney General Letitia James. She actually criticized those fees back in December of 2020 for having the ability to quickly turn a relatively small tax lien into an overwhelming financial burden, eventually pushing the owners into a foreclosure. Now, she cited the mandatory 5% surcharge legal fees and the 9% or 18% interest rate that compounds daily. So surging property-related debt comes at a time when owners of some of these costly real estate office buildings, they're struggling to bring tenants in, and now you're going to nail them with this? The overall vacancy rate for Manhattan office space is over 20%. Not a little, but a lot. That was as of November 2023, the highest rate on record in the city's financial plan. Now, those delinquencies mean that New York City is missing out on tax revenue, close to 50%. In the current fiscal year ending in June 2024, New York is expecting to collect about $32 billion in property taxes, which will only account for about 45% of the city tax revenue. They won't see the other for a while. You know, the city's budget is $114 billion. I don't know how you fix it, right? No, really, in all sincerity. I do not know how you fix it unless you get government out of it. You gotta get government out of it. And then on top of it, what do? New York tightens the grip on landlords by doing, you know what, they call it rent stabilization, but it's not. It's rent control. Any way you look at it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Hey, some of you are going, I always love this, by the way. Many of you, which I get a kick out of, I'm sorry, but I do. You played the lottery. I mean, what is it up to? It was up to $900 billion or something ridiculous like that. And the reason I got such a kick out of it is many of you won't play it when it's $20 million, right? But now all of a sudden at $900 million, $800 million, whatever, you think you have a shot. Isn't that cute? I don't know any other way to put it. You know, buy the ticket. That's cool. If that's what you want to do with your money. I think in the last 10 years, I probably bought 10 tickets. It doesn't make me any better or worse than you or whatever. It just is what it is. Anyway, where was I? See, you guys get me all riled up, and I forget what I'm doing here. Oh, I know what it was. The Powerball. That's why I went this way. So it was at $935 million. And some of you have already sat there and penciled out what you're going to do with the money. Do you know how much that money you actually get? I mean, no, really, seriously. They won't take home the entire, you won't take home the entire $935 million prize. Even if you're the only ticket with the right numbers on it. The price is taxed if a person takes the annuity option, which is what advertised jackpot figure represents, or the lump sum. Now, if the winner joins the, you know, the ranks of the luckiest, now let me tell you what, there are many stories out there about these millionaires that win the lottery and they're broke in 3 years. Right? Haven't got a nickel to deal with. If a winner joins the ranks of the luckiest people alive, like the New Jersey person that won Tuesday's Mega Million jackpot, $2 got her $2 billion. I think it was $2 billion, right? There's a hefty tax bill to pay, which is ridiculous. All right, let's be honest. They can cry about it, but they're getting a whole bunch of new money. So the federal taxes on a Powerball win. Anybody know what that is? Anybody? Clue? Okay. Federal lottery taxes are determined by the income bracket the winning fall into. Currently, two highest income brackets are taxed at 37% for incomes over $578 million. No, $578,000, sorry. 35% for incomes over $231,000. The government lottery body holds 24% of the prize, automatically leaving the balance to be paid by the winner. If a sole winner of Saturday's prize is taxed up to 37%, lives in a state where the only taxes required are federal, they will take home an estimated $283,346,573. Did you hear me? If you win the $935 million, you come home with $283 million. Now, state taxes, different story. Now, most states have a tax on lottery wins. New York levies the highest tax on wins at 10%, followed by Maryland and the District of Columbia at 8%. If the Powerball winner lives in New York, assuming there are no deductions, they will have to pay $49 million on the cash option. There are 10 states and territories that do not tax lottery winning. They are California, Delaware, Florida, New Hampshire, Puerto Rico, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. That's simple. Tickets can be purchased in person, right at gas stations, convenience stores, grocery stores. I would love to know, you know, really, seriously. I'd be curious if you could get a list of where these things are, how many of these lottery tickets win and where they win, right? No, you know what I mean by that. So if there's a liquor store in your area, which seems to be the one, if there's a liquor store in your area and it seems like, you know, once or twice a year they hit big, be a great place to go, don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. You do that by getting informed. All right, for my more Christian-esque friends, this Sunday, remember what the day is, what it really is. Eh, you give your kids bunnies or chocolate or eggs or whatever. Eh, obviously, that's up to you. But seriously, even your little kids, remind them what the day is. Read the story of Resurrection Day to them. Talk to them about your belief and why you believe what you believe. These kids are under attack today. They're under attack against God, against moral values, against family values. Make sure they understand. And I am not saying to take the chocolate away from them, but make the day about the resurrection of Christ. For those of you who aren't religious, have a great Easter. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. We'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. God bless people. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here.